The tanker cars are hauling the controversial Bakken oil, or fracked crude oil, on rail lines that travel along Lake Champlain and across rivers and streams of the Adirondack Park. The Adirondack Council is expressing concerns about the increased volume of rail transport and the safety of the oil tank rail cars. Deputy Director Diane Fish notes that very little oil would contaminate the waters, and the tracks are often very close to the lake and rivers.
We know that the DEC looked at the issues for Albany, but we're not really sure that they looked at the issues for the Adirondack Park should something happen. And then there's also the concern for human safety. These cars, the DOT 111 cars that are being phased out but are still being used currently, are the cars that are blamed for the terrible accident in Quebec last summer that killed 47 people. And these DOT 111 cars are now running through 12 small towns in the Adirondacks along the western shore of Lake Champlain. So we're very concerned about the potential risk to the people in those communities, too.
The route along Lake Champlain travels through Essex County. The Board of Supervisors recently invited emergency responders from across the county to meet with CP Rail officials for a safety presentation. Board of Supervisors Chair Randy Douglas says they are concerned and want to make sure emergency services are prepared.
The first step for us was to have the initial meeting with CP Rail. We asked a lot of real hardline questions, but I do think down the line it wouldn't hurt to have the DEC and the Environmental Protection Agency take a look at the oversight and make sure that us in Essex County are well prepared in case a disaster does happen.
In a notice of intent to sue the U.S. Coast Guard and the Environmental Protection Agency, the Center for Biological Diversity notes that in 1999, there was almost no crude nor refined oil transported by rail in the region. At the time, the document continues, the storage capacity for oil products in the Albany area was about 9 million barrels, but that has changed dramatically. The legal document says, quote, more than 1 billion gallons of Bakken crude oil alone passed through the Port of Albany by rail last year, with plans for further increases in the works, unquote. The center lists 17 endangered species that could be affected by a crude oil spill from a train derailment or barge or tanker accident in the Hudson River corridor. Center for Biological Diversity, Northeast Conservation Advocate and Senior Scientist Molly Madison says their suit focuses on the Hudson River area because there is a plan in place to focus on oil spills.
Unfortunately, it's outdated because it does not address this huge change that we've seen in crude oil transportation in the Hudson and throughout New York over the last couple of years. But we focus on that because that was something that was concrete that we could address, and also it has these 17 federally protected species in that waterway and out in the bay that the plan also needs to address. That does not mean that there isn't a concern about spills elsewhere, including, of course, Lake Champlain.
Federal and state officials and the New York, New Jersey Regional Response Team, which provides technical assistance for emergencies involving hazardous substances, were scheduled to meet Wednesday and Thursday in Albany to discuss the region's plan to prevent and respond to oil spills. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.